The economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic means more people are going hungry. That's true in Maine, but at the same time, much of the state's seafood harvest is having a hard time finding a market. Now, a new program is addressing both challenges at once. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
On a recent morning, Ryan Pierce and his two-man crew motored the 45-foot gillnet trawler, the Graceland Jane, back to a pier in Portland, Maine, after 2 days at sea.
We got 4,000 or 5,000 pounds total. Haul it. About 20 miles out.
Baskets full of fish are hoisted into the sky, gleaming like silver ingots, and dumped into a chute. Thanks to a new program called Fishermen Feeding Mainers, much of the catch will be bought at a guaranteed floor price of $2 a pound, then shipped to food banks and schools around the state. It's a lifeline for fishermen like Pierce in this year of COVID. Starting last spring, demand for most fish dropped steeply as restaurants closed and access to foreign markets was shut off.
Oh, I didn't fish all summer. I didn't start fishing until the project came about. So once that happened, I started going full time because I knew, you know, I had a guaranteed price. I knew what I could make, you know, and I said, well, that takes all the guesswork out of it. I'll go for that. I'll do it.
A nonprofit called the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association spearheaded the effort. Program manager Mary Hudson says the value of the state's groundfish harvest dropped by almost 75% this year. And even at pennies per pound, some of it went unsold.
So we were, you know, trying to figure out a way to help them out throughout this. And at the same time, reading about food insecurity in Maine and people really struggling during the pandemic. And it just kind of seemed like the perfect marriage of two causes.
The program was launched with a $160,000 anonymous donation, $200,000 in pandemic relief funds, and individual contributions. And people are lining up for it.
This is about 1,700 pounds of fish, approximately. And this is the most we've done so far, so it keeps growing.
That's Nori Hilton, who was busy in a Portland warehouse stacking boxes of monkfish. Since spring, every Saturday has seen dozens of food brigade volunteers like Nori meet here to pack up boxes and bags full of fresh produce, and now high-quality, high-protein fish to be delivered around the city. Much of it is destined for Latino, Asian, and African immigrants who work in Maine's big meat and seafood processing plants. Sebastian Limones is an immigrant from El Salvador who picks lobster and packs fish for local companies. The seafood industry's pandemic-driven dislocations have cost him work. So in addition to volunteering with the food brigade, he is, for now, a client. Limones says his boss tells him there won't be any work for at least the first 2 months of 2021. He's one of 2,000 people the food brigade is serving, and there is a growing wait list. Experts estimate that need has risen more than 20% due to the pandemic, roughly 7 million meals worth. The Fishermen Feeding Mainers program is a new tool in the statewide effort to knock those numbers down. And its beneficiaries aren't just fishermen and the hungry.
If it weren't for that program, we would be seeing next to nothing.
Nick Pappas is general manager at the Portland Fish Exchange, which operates the auctions that are held when hauls come in, but loses revenue when prices fall so low that the fishermen keep their boats tied to the dock.
When our boats do well, we do well. By this fixed fee that has already been set aside for these boats with these fish, you know, we get to take an okay amount, which has helped kind of keep the lights on.
Back at the Portland Pier, fisherman Rob Odlin says by strengthening links throughout the seafood supply chain, the program is benefiting even those like him who aren't direct participants.
Everybody wins. The boats, the dock workers, the harbor, cutters. I mean, lobstermen get the reduced price on the bait because it's here instead of having to travel. It's the name of the game. 30, 40 miles away, you got almost an unlimited supply of dinners for people.
So far, Fishermen Feeding Mainers has donated more than 150,000 meals worth of fresh protein from the Gulf of Maine. program officials say requests from community partners are rising with the latest coronavirus surge, and they are planning a new round of fundraising. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.